This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers in studio with us today. Once again, I always say your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs is Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, and we have springtime in Colorado.
We do.
Our afternoon rain
storm is around us. Absolutely.
Sure. I'm at a master network group with a guy that's a roofer. And he says, you know, we're getting a lot of little hailstorms. I said, so you have a lot of FaceTime with people. He said, you're right, because sure. They're not severe enough. So we're getting off pretty good this year.
Right, absolutely. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
You had a good Father's Day?
I had a great Father's Day. My grandson is out from Reno. First time he's been away from his parents. He's 10. And we went over and did that iFly thing, and we've taken him to a Rockies game, which was, we will leave that alone.
Yeah.
And it's like the announcer said, and they scored again.
Yeah. Man, it was something. We went Friday night.
I went Sunday.
And like I say, 11-5, I guess, top of the ninth, we're up, and get beat 16-12 in 12 innings.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you stay the whole time?
We left at the top of the 12th. Yeah.
And so, just got tired.
Yeah, we're just like, man, it's been fun. But.
We left in the seventh, and we were ahead by three. And on the drive home, we're all in the car getting angry because we're just like, can somebody throw a strike? Just put it across the plate. Make them hit it.
I went to a game one time, and it went, I think, 15 innings. But we were in a Coors box, which means the alcohol beverages didn't stop in the seventh inning like they do. Right. And my wife was pregnant, and she was so irritated with us because we thought it was like two full baseball games. This is great.
Yeah, we had great seats too. But buddy of mine's got seats first base, dugout. I mean, on the dugout.
Those are nice.
So, I mean, I love sitting there. So we soaked in as much as we could. But we're like, jeez, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's enough.
Well, Kurt, you got a great event tonight.
Yeah, tonight is the event at 6:30. It's a Memory Lane Museum, which is off of Santa Fe and C-470. It's where we're going to go over and talk about the asset manager, kind of an educational seminar. And then afterwards, we're going to have a walk through the museum. It's a 10,000 square foot museum of the 50s and the 60s with cars and bumper cars and Elvis Presley bikes. It's got an old fashioned diner and gas station. So we're going to feed you. We're going to go through the little 20-30 minute of the presentation, and then we're going to have some ice cream and have the tour. Starts at 6:30. Okay. If you're interested, call 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.com/events.
All right, great. Let's talk about rates real quick before we get to our guest.
Everybody's talking about rates.
What's
Mike's
happening?
Talking about rates.
Yeah, sure.
He normally doesn't talk rates, but he's talking rates.
Okay, so where are we at?
Well, the rates keep going down. Then they'll kind of sneak up for a couple of days, and they'll turn around and go back down. I think they're going to pretty well do that for the next 3 to 6 months. There is talk that the feds are talking about lowering the rates. And I keep reading articles about it. But the economy is actually still doing so strong that I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think it'll happen this month. They might talk about it in July, dropping them a quarter. But you have to remember, if just because the feds lower the rate, they're not lowering long-term rates. They're lowering short-term rates, which is advantageous to people that have home equity lines of credit or car loans. But it sends a message across, so the lenders have to be cautious of that. If you look at the world economy, they're lowering rates all across Europe. So those rates are coming down. Their economy's not as strong as the United States. So I think we're going to see rates stay here for a bit.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, you have programs about for everything. I mean, we're talking, you know, veterans, first-time homebuyers, reverse mortgages. When I say you're one-stop shop for
mortgage needs, we do bank statement loans for self-employed. We do asset depletion loans. I mean, I've got customers that, you know, they have a lot of money sitting in the bank, and we can count that as income. So they don't have to take it out. They can have other monies, but it could be self-employed money. But we get to count their assets as income so that they can buy things. So those are working. And with rates to where they are right now, there's a lot of people that have a loan from a year and a half ago that were paying 4.75, 4.5. With rates the way they are now, you can actually refinance, lower your term, not extend it back to a 30-year, and lower your payment and get rid of mortgage insurance or do home improvements. There's so many advantages to where rates are right now that it's an outstanding time to at least look at it.
Right. Once again, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, if you want to make that event tonight. It'll be awesome, and I promise you, you will love the event and get some good information from Kurt.
And some ice cream.
And some ice cream.
I love the ice cream.
Mike Hill is our guest once again, Atlas Real Estate Group. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. How about you?
We're doing great. We're doing
good.
Great. So let's look at the first year till now.
Mm-hmm.
What's changed kind of what you've been doing?
So second quarter is super busy. Lots of buyers and sellers out there. People are moving. People are wanting to just change their portfolio and really get their plan. You know, Q1 is usually about, hey, I didn't accomplish this last year, so I want to accomplish it this year. Q2 is about making that happen.
After they did their taxes, they're like, yeah, I'm not where I want to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I pay too much in taxes. I need to buy something to make more income because Uncle Sam always wants more money. And then Q3, it's sort of planning for the end of the year. I mean, I tell people, you know, there's lots of people are there right now that are worried because, you know, rates are low, but values are high, and they're thinking that maybe an economic downturn is somewhere in the near future. And what I tell people is like, look, yes, is it possible? But will it be next year? Will it be 2 years from now? Will it be 3 years from now? For me, it doesn't matter because I'm going to buy. I bought properties this year. I'll buy properties next year, and I'll buy properties the year after that. It's about dollar cost averaging, which is a stock market term, but we do the same thing with real estate. And my crystal ball looks just like yours. I would say if you're renting, buy, own it. Then you get the debt reduction, you get the appreciation over time. It's not like we're going to sell in 2 years anyway. So if there's a little blip in the market in the next 24 months, okay, so you bought today, and in 2 years, just buy more.
But you didn't lose any money because you're not selling.
Exactly, because you're going to hold. You're going to buy and hold. You're going to buy and hold. And so if there's a blip in the market, that's okay. Just don't panic and figure out your philosophy and your strategy and just keep doing that. Don't panic. We have a saying in the office, and that's when people are fearful, be greedy. When people are greedy, be fearful. And right now, so many people use their fear as what motivates them, and we try to get away from that. We try to use math and long-term planning and strategic moves, not make moves because you're scared.
Right. And we've talked about this in the past. What are some of the traditional ways people save money to retire?
Usually, I mean, it's their retirement plans, their 401ks, their SEPs, right, their IRAs. Right.
But now, in comparison on real estate, mm-hmm. you have a great analogy about the stock market and talking to financial planners over a period of time.
Totally.
And then how real estate kind of works, no matter if the market's good or bad.
Right. So here's what I do for my family in terms of retirement planning. I buy a house, whether it's a single family home or something different, and it becomes my retirement plan. I use my tenant's rent to pay off that mortgage. And then when my tenants still pay the mortgage, when there is no mortgage, all of that money becomes mine.
Income.
And it becomes income. And here's the beauty. When you have a dollar in the stock market, if you take 25 cents out, now you only have 75 cents for it to grow. But in rental real estate, when you own a piece of property and you don't owe the bank anymore, you can spend every nickel of that rent that you're collecting because you don't have to pay the mortgage, and the value still grows.
Right.
So you get paid multiple ways. In the stock market, you only get paid if you have enough stock to have very serious dividends, which most of us don't do. So the only way typically in the stock market you get paid is if it appreciates. In rental real estate, you get paid three different ways. You get the appreciation, you get the debt reduction, when if your tenant's paying off your mortgages for you, and then you get the rental income, the positive cash flow. And when one of them slides, okay, you probably still have the other two. And if two of them are sliding, you probably still have the third. But the good years are the years that we've been having the last 5-6 years. When you're getting all three of them, it simply crushes anything you can do in the stock market.
Yeah, now explain the difference between when the market goes down versus rental. Because a lot of people always fear, well, what happens when the market crashes with rental?
Absolutely.
Like it did in 08.
Totally. So when the market crashes, so I had in 2008, my wife and I had, I believe we had four rentals and a house that we lived in. And the market crashed 2008, 2009, and it was my father. I was talking to my dad, who is a financial planner, and he said, well, you know, you should probably sell. It's like, why? He's like, well, the market's down. You know, it's time to sell. I'm like, I fundamentally don't understand. If I sell, then I definitely lose. I have to realize those losses. If I just keep them, my tenants are paying rent. Why not just wait? By 2017, my dad was like, I'm really glad I told you to keep all those rentals. Like, that is not what you said. So
it's funny how the memory changes.
Yes. You know, but so when the market's down, like, the point is, when the market's down, you don't sell. And when the value, you know, for my husband and wife, couples that buy their first rental, one of the things I tell the wives, and Kurt, I know you've heard me say this, I look at the wife and say, there's two things. Number one, you're never allowed to go to this house again.
Right.
You don't drive by it. Don't worry about it. Don't Zillow the Zestimate. Don't figure out what it's worth. Just trust the plan. And to the husband, I say, while you're self-managing this, when something bad happens, call and complain to me. Don't complain to your wife, because when you do, it freaks her out. The long term will work out. When the value goes down, that's okay. Expect it, because we're not buying for the next 2 years. At Atlas, our philosophy is very simple. Is the real estate going to be worth more in 20 years than it is today? Everything that we buy is for the 20-year picture. It's always forward thinking. I bought two quadplexes in the last 2 weeks, one in Phoenix, one in Colorado Springs, with the idea that I deeply believe that Colorado Springs, that Denver, and that Phoenix, where I own real estate, 20 years from now, the value of those buildings will be worth more tomorrow than they are today. You can't make that same boast about York, Nebraska, or Wichita, Kansas. That's why I don't invest my money in states that I just don't believe in the 20-year picture.
Right. And the key to this, and I think I'm always fearful somebody will hear this and go, okay, I'm going to go buy a house and then rent it out. The key is buying the right house.
The right house. Yeah. Yes.
In the right price.
First time we had you on the show, we asked you the question, what are the five biggest mistakes that you can make when you own rental property? And I have had several of them, and I made all five.
So
you're consistent.
Yeah, I was very consistent.
Yeah. Here's the thing, to that point, in today's world, we use a sniper rifle approach. You have to be very specific what you buy, why you're buying it, what your plan is, what the long-term plan is. You know, 5 years ago, 2014, 2015, 2016, if you're buying in Colorado, and especially in the Denver metro area, you can pretty much buy anything. I mean, there's not a, I shouldn't say not. It would be tough to find a house that you could have purchased in 2015 that would be worth less today than it was in 2015.
Right.
Because everything in the metro area has gone crazy, and that's awesome. Back then, it was a shotgun approach. Today, sniper rifle. There's still deals out there. You just, to your point, you just have to be really specific and careful as to what you're buying.
See, and that's one of the things that we've talked about. You have an event tonight, along with mine. You have another one.
Yep.
Yours is next to the Denver Aquarium.
Next to the Denver Aquarium at our office, yep.
Starts at 6:30, little beer, wine, snacks, and an hour education.
Yep, and we're just going to talk about, and there's nothing to sell. There's nothing to buy.
No books, no tapes.
Yeah, no books, no tapes. I don't even have any real estate to sell anybody. This is how we think about real estate. And frankly, I just go through my history. I've been doing this now almost 18 years. And I tell people, like, look, this is why I bought my first place. And I still own it today. And it was just to tell a story quickly. I bought it September 1st, 2001. 10 days later was September 11th. It was an awful time to buy a house. Totally unlucky. The market crashed literally 10 days after I bought it. But I still own it today. And today, the return on investment has been incredible. So,
sure. Real quick before I break, you've met a lot of people at these events that you have. And what would you say, even after they see everything in black and white, they see the numbers, what is still their fear?
I think people's fear is it's not normal. You know, when I bought my first rental, my dad was like, good job, son. I bought my first house. I moved in. Good job, son. American dream. I bought my second house. And he's like, what are you doing? I bought my third house. And he's like, you're insane. You know, so it's not conventional wisdom. And I think people inherently know that owning real estate is a path to wealth. I think that the paperwork can be daunting. And the fact that, and the paperwork can be daunting. Kurt actually makes it fairly easy, but you know, it can be a daunting process, but I think people are just, well, I went and talked to the people that they trust in their own lives, and they say, well, my dad or my CPA or my lawyer says that there's lots of issues with renting real estate. And you know what? They're not wrong, but this is my counterpunch to that. And I just simply say, you're right, but working till you die just doesn't sound very good. And are you saving enough money for retirement? I mean, our baby boomers right now have a terrible problem with just being underfunded for retirement. You have to do something. You have to take some risk. Mm-hmm. So you try to make it as riskless as possible. There's risk in everything.
Right.
But working till you die sounds awful.
So tonight, 6:30 across from the Denver Aquarium there at your office, and tomorrow night, you're in Colorado Springs.
Next Wednesday,
you're in Colorado Springs. And where's that one held?
That one, I'll have to look up the address.
Okay, we'll figure that out.
Yep, on the 26th in Colorado Springs.
Okay. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Who doesn't want to own their home faster? Can it be done without paying more money? Absolutely. Here's how. Quit paying compound interest. If you borrow $400,000 at 4.25%, you will pay back over $708,000. That's over $308,000 in compound interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We're hosting another educational seminar at Memory Lane Museum, Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. Join us for dinner and a walk through the 50s and the 60s with cars, motorcycles, old-fashioned diner, and more. To reserve your seats, go to aimortgage.com/events. Let us show you how simple interest will save you thousands in excess interest while giving you the ability to access your equity when you need it. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and join us for dinner Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the Memory Lane Museum. Go to aimortgage.com/events to reserve your seats. Keep more of your money. 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest, Mike Hills, Atlas Real Estate. RealAtlas.com, his number is 720-220-8500. And as we mentioned, tonight, Tuesday, there will be a get-together conversation at his office. And that is right across from the Denver Aquarium there by Mile High Stadium. And a chance just to get to meet Mike and really learn about this philosophy. And as he mentioned, this is by no means any kind of high-pressure sales meeting whatsoever. It's one of the most relaxed things you'll ever go to, Kurt.
I mean, you just we've talked about this numerous times. You just go there, you get a bottle of beer, sit down, have a sandwich, have a snack. Mike gets up. He kind of shows you how it works. There's probably 25, 30 people there every mm-hmm. week that come, and they just ask questions. So if you can't think of it, somebody else is going to ask that question.
Yep.
And you get the knowledge. You walk out of there knowing a path, and you spend time afterwards.
Well, and you guys asked a question, you know, what are people most afraid of
yeah.
when doing this? And my wife actually texted me, and she said, hey, don't forget to say this because it's true, and I hadn't thought of it. But when she and I were first doing rentals, I had been doing rentals before we got married, the landlording, being a landlord,
oh. kind
of feels, A, it scares people, you know, broken toilets, tenant issues, people destroying your houses. But it also, it's got a negative connotation. It's like, it's almost dirty. People think of landlords.
Being mean, being
too aggressive, yeah. treating people poorly, stealing from people that are, you know, less fortunate than you,
right.
that kind of thing. And she's absolutely right. People are terrified of that. And what we do at Atlas, first and foremost, we manage 2,700 rental units. So one of the things, if people want to self-manage, man, I'll give them my leases. I will teach them and show them how to do this. But if they don't want to do it, which most of our clients don't want to manage it, we'll just manage it for you. And the truth of the matter is, we have a mantra for our property management division. It's about treating our tenants with dignity and respect. You know, think back to when all of us rented houses. You know, some of us still rent, some of us many, many years ago. But so many tenants move because their landlords are awful. And the biggest complaint I hear is, hey, I've got a broken dishwasher and they won't fix it. Or I've got a plug toilet and they won't fix it. And these are big issues that are really hard on people. So we try to say, look, man, if you have an issue, we are going to fix it. I'm going to do my best to get that thing fixed in 24 hours and show them that we care about them by the way we treat them.
Well, the downside of that is I was a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
The downside of that is if you don't take care of the problem, the people got your property.
Yes. And then
they start doing things to your property that you don't figure out till 30, 60, 90 days later.
Totally.
After they've left. So you just give them the wrong attitude. So getting out of being a landlord.
Yes.
I mean, my office processor, she uses you and she's just, it's wonderful. She says, I don't worry about a thing, Kurt. I just get the check.
Right. Well, and you know, the other funny thing is it just works this way in life, works this way in properties, that small problems, if not dealt with today, have this way of growing into really huge problems at some future point. You know, the other saying that we have around the office is, and we tell this to our tenants, is bad news faster and first. If something is broken, man, tell me. Mm-hmm. I will fix it for you. If you're going to be late on rent, if you lost your job, if you're getting a divorce, life tends to get in the way. I have tenants that have lived with me now for 14 years. And in 14 years, man, we have been through some serious issues there. They've gotten behind on rent, but they always get caught up because they know I actually care about what they're going through.
You'll help them through those
speed bumps. Yeah, absolutely. This isn't about me. This isn't just about money. It's about a good, solid relationship, and it works.
And what's easier, working with somebody a little bit for a couple of months, let them get caught up, or trying to find somebody else new that's going to live there 14 years?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Throw it out. Throw the dice out there and see what you get.
Yeah, you're going to lose. I mean, it's, if you can treat people the right way and people know that you care, when people move into my places, I tell them that there's the three P's. They're only going to see me for the three P's. First P is if there's a problem and it's not something we can fix over text or a phone call. Second P is if you don't pay your rent. You know, you're going to see me. And the third one is if there's a party and you invite me. But, you know, those three P's, you know, I promise you that I will fix your issues and I will be a good landlord. You promise me to pay your rent and to take care of the building. And if you do that, man, we can have a great relationship for a really long time. And you know, the funny thing is, I tell my tenants too, if you want me to, I'll teach you how to buy a house. You know, I don't want you to live here forever. Like, I want you to buy. I'll teach you how to buy a house.
Make you go to phase two.
Exactly.
Now, what's the biggest mistake people make when they're out looking to buying rentals, in your opinion, that you've seen over 18 years?
I think people think that they're buying for themselves. Well, I don't want to live in this. Well, yeah, I know you don't want to live in this. You live in a 4,500 square foot house in Highlands Ranch. I know you don't want to live in an 800 square foot, two bedroom, one bath unit of a fourplex. Like, I get that. I think that's one mistake people make. I think people fall in love with something about the house and they're not willing to walk away. You know, whether people like Donald Trump or hate Donald Trump, and I won't give you my opinion because
you know, it don't matter.
Doesn't matter. But the one thing that he said a long time ago in business dealings, he said that if you're willing to walk away from a negotiation, you've already won. And I tell our clients, man, when you're buying something from a to be an investment,
right,
be willing to walk away. As long as you're willing to walk away, then you're approaching it with the right mindset. I think financing, and that's why you're here, Kurt, I think financing is probably one of the biggest mistakes that people make. They just put it on bad financing. And I'll give you an example. I have a client, he's a current client now. I didn't know him when he was doing this, but in 2008, he owned like 15, 16 houses. He had them all on interest-only loans, and he was living high on the hog. He was living fat because he was cash flow. He was living on his positive cash flow. Well, by 2010, rates had adjusted, rents had compressed, and values had tanked. So now he wasn't making any money. He was actually negative. His job was being a landlord, so he didn't have enough money to float the houses, and he couldn't sell them because the values were upside down. He couldn't refinance them, and he got pinched, and he lost most of those houses. Now today, he's built them back up, but he would tell you that those years from like 2009 to 2013 were very painful years being a landlord because his financing was wrong.
And we've talked about that. Well, one of the things that you do is you want it to cash flow, but you really don't look at a 30-year to make it cash flow.
Correct.
You look more at a 15-year.
Yep. Everything that my wife and I buy is on a 15-year note, 15 or 10-year fixed rate, so it's all fixed rate, so it doesn't adjust.
Right.
And I have a job, so I'm not looking for income from my rental properties.
Right.
You know, if somebody comes to me and they're like, hey, I want to help plan my retirement, and they're 55 years old, we have clients of yours,
yes,
from the church that are looking at this, and what we're working on is a 10-year note.
That's right.
So that it in 10 years, they'll make way less cash flow today, but it actually saves them money from, you know, if you compare a 10-year note versus what they're trying to save in their 401k, man, the 10-year note destroys anything they can do in their 401k, and when it's paid off, now they have that income.
One of the biggest fears people have at our age, Scott, mm-hmm, I know you're closer than I am, but at our age, when we get to the age to where we want to retire, we always worry, do we have enough money before with the years we have? This program here allows me never to touch my 401k because I have this money coming in.
Right.
So I can keep it off farther to make sure I have plenty of money. So it actually, that's what we've talked about with the 10-year plan with our pastor,
yep,
about how that's working out.
Yep. And it's just it's a way to plan for the future.
With somebody else's money.
Yeah, and you can sleep at night. I mean, think back to, you know, most marital problems, you know, when a divorce happens, more than half the time it's because of finances. You know, when people can't sleep at night, it's because of finances. You know, doing this and really taking hold of your own financial independence and your own financial future really feels good because it's, you control it. I mean, how many people out there that if they walked in to work and their boss said, hey, we closed or you're fired, it could literally ruin their financial lives. This planning this way takes that control away from your employer.
Sure. Many, many advantages to having you manage it. One, and we've talked about this before, is when you have to repair a toilet, furnace, whatever, you get pretty good deals.
I get, right? Yes.
Okay. So with me trying to do it, not only the hassle of me doing it, and if I don't have that connection with a plumber or roofer or whatever that you do, we're probably never going to get that pricing.
Right.
Because we don't have 2,700 homes.
Right. Well, and one of the plumbers that you referred me, that I met because of knowing you,
yeah, Lakewood.
Lakewood Plumbing, yeah, they've been great. Now, when we first sat down, I was like, I want good pricing. I want better. He's like, well, we don't give anybody that pricing. Well, you're going to give me that pricing. And you know what? I've given them literally tens of thousands of dollars in business because the pricing, we have a lot of economies of scale. We have a lot of units that need help.
Sure.
And I'll give you a good example of that. My mother-in-law, and we've got the house listed now, when we were getting ready to sell it, there was a crack in the ceiling. We had to determine, were we going to fix the foundation or not? So I went out on my own and found somebody that would repair the foundation. Michael sent me his guy. My guy was over twice as much as the guy from Michael. He was able to do it in 4 days. The other guy told me 2 weeks. After that was done, we needed to re-carpet, redo the entry, do the kitchen floors. Again, the amount of money that I save using his guys allows my mother-in-law to be able to net more money going down when she sells the home.
Sure.
So, yeah, what his connections are amazing on how it helps you as you're going along with the property.
Mm-hmm. Funny thing is, Kurt, you never told me that story. I literally didn't know that you had a bid on the we're live on the radio.
It was over twice as much.
I literally
by 10 grand.
I have chills. I did not know that. That's funny.
They won at 47. We were out the door at 18.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Huge.
You're listening to Your Money Matters. We'll be right back with more with Mike Hills, Atlas Real Estate, right after this.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishan, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Cishan Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mike Hills from Atlas Real Estate. Once again, check out the website, realatlas.com.
Their number, 720-220-8500, tonight, Tuesday, 6:30 at Mike's office right across from the Denver Aquarium. You will see the nice, nostalgic-looking home up
it's
on
really
the
cool.
corner.
Yeah. With a nice neon sign outside.
Sign. I'm waiting for him to put KLZ, Haystack Radio, with Mike Hills.
Yeah. All right, my promise to you, get me a graphic and we can get it on there. We're always looking for stuff.
And then take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Actually, on the quote this morning when I got into the office, it was a John Krakauer, the author that wrote, you know, Into Thin Air, Into the Wild, was up there, and it said, no one will remember you mowing the yard or... No one remember mowing the yard or the time you spent at the office. Go climb that mountain.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's...
Yeah, just go.
That's a great quote.
Yep. One of the questions I want to ask you, I've been reading some articles, and six out of every 10 homes that are sold by two millennials. Mm-hmm. So we keep thinking millennials don't want to buy. How do you see that now and what's coming in the future?
Millennials are starting to buy. They're starting to buy. There was, I think it was two summers ago, I read an article that they said in Denver that there's roughly 300,000 young people living in their parents' basements.
Right.
And for all those parents out there that have young people, you know, your college graduates or your 20-year-olds living in your basement, I have a way for you to get them to move out. And here's what you do. I heard a comedian say this. I can't remember who it was, but I'll give him credit even though I can't remember his name. And he said this, if you want your grown children to move out of your house, walk around naked. They'll move.
Yeah. What, there was a Terry Bradshaw movie.
Yes. It was in that. Yes.
With Matt McConaughey in it.
Yes. Yeah,
he called the wrong guy naked, according to my wife.
Yeah, he called it his naked room. But this comedian was saying that, and it's funny because my wife and I, we have four little kids, and inevitably, one or two of them, man, is going to want to stay at my house. And I'm like, nope, you gotta get out of there. Anyway, I digress. What I will say is that millennials are buying houses right now, and the more that I talk to, the more they're... One of the things that they're realizing is that they're working these jobs, you know, and they get out of college and man, they think the world's their oyster. And then they realize how expensive life really is. And one of the things we coach is millennials made this term up. It's called house hacking. And it's not something that I did not make up that term. I heard it last summer, but it's exactly what I did when I bought my first house. And house hacking is very simple. You buy a house, inevitably you're probably young. You don't have a lot of money. So you put as little down as humanly possible. You know, 3.5% FHA loan, which is exactly what I did. You live there for somewhere between 12 and 24 months. You move and you do it again. And then 12 to 24 months later, you move to do it again. And the first and second houses that you bought, you turn those into rentals. And that is exactly what I did with my first few places. And I still have them today. You know, one of them I've owned since 2001, September 1st. One of them I've owned since 2003. And it's one of these things that, yeah, you're not going to make a ton of money in the beginning on the cash flow, because you're borrowing almost every nickel, but you get the appreciation over time, you get the debt reduction over time, and it's a really, really cool way to grow wealth. And if you're out there and you're working, you know, making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, it's really hard to get ahead making $60,000 a year because you just have to save so much of your money. House hacking is a way that you can juice your savings, juice your retirement, and do it as a young person. And one of the things that, and I'll talk about this tonight at my class, that's what my wife and I do for our children. We buy a house before each child turns three, put it on a 15-year mortgage, and then I don't really have to think about it anymore. And you know what happens when my kid turns 18? I can use that house to send him to college.
Sell the house, send him to college.
Yeah, or I could refinance it. Or I could use the rent, but it gives me options. And really, that's all what we really want. We just want options, man. I mean, we talk about this as money and wealth, and people think of it that way. But I don't. I think about creating options for my retirement, options for my kids' future, options that, man, if I don't want to feel like going to work today, I don't have to. Options that my wife, her job is harder than mine. She has to take care of our kids at home. But if she wants to work, she can go work. We have the option to do that. And that's what real estate has afforded me.
What I'm seeing, and you had mentioned it about, you know, you buy that first house, you keep it for 12 months to 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's really no different than renting, because normally when you rent, mm-hmm. you'll be in it 1 to 2 years and you get tired of it, want to move to a different area.
Totally.
So it's, and what they're starting to see is, well, if I'm going to move every 1 to 2 years, I don't want to throw away my money. The second thing that they're seeing is that when I go to the next one, I can qualify for the next one because this one's paying for itself. It doesn't affect my debt to income.
Totally.
So I got a little bit of cash flow here. So now I'm doing well. And after a couple of those, they're protected.
Totally. And one, and I, you know, I meet lots of young people and, you know, they're 23, 24, 25. And what are they doing? They're renting a house with two of their buddies.
Yeah.
And they're, three of them are paying the landlord. I'm like, man, why don't one of you guys buy it?
Why don't you buy it?
And then two of you move in and you become the landlord. And that is literally exactly what I did. Now, it wasn't called house hacking back then, but it works really, really, really well. And is it a little scary? Sure, because it's unknown. Because most people, if you go out and say, how many houses do you own? Man, half of Americans, it's more than half of Americans, don't even own a house. And we're talking about buying rentals, which can be daunting. But if you look at the timeline, one of the things, you know, we used the word landlord earlier today. Landlord comes down from feudal Europe. It's been around for 1,000 years. Why? Because he who owns the land is the Lord. That's the way it's worked. That's the way it's going to continue to work. So I would say, man, why don't we just use what history has taught us and just put it to work for our own futures?
And that kind of goes along, excuse me, that goes along with when you talk about laser focused on properties. The land's not going anywhere. Some land is always going to hold a higher value than others.
Yes.
Like the east part of the city versus the west part of the city. Mm-hmm. Because of where it's at, it's going to hold its value. So that's part of how you're laser focusing on what you're buying.
Absolutely. And a lot of that just depends on, you know, what people can afford, what they want, where they want to live. When I tell people when they're going to house hack or when they're going to buy their first or second houses, it's like, look, man, this is not your dream home. This is a house that you can tolerate. This is your right now home. It's because we're going to turn it into a rental, and it's a home while you're living in it. And then afterwards, you're going to move out, and it's just going to be a house. Home versus house. It's a different kind of thing. It's a different mentality. It becomes an investment property, not a home. You know, my home is where my wife and my family lives. My rental houses, man, they're just houses. I think of them as nothing more than vehicles to create a better future for my family. But, you know, and that's why I tell the wives, you know, of the couples, once you move out, it's no longer your home.
Right.
You know, but my babies were born there. Don't think of it that way. There's an emotional, this is now just business. Right. It's just business.
You own stock in Amazon.
Totally.
Just hang on.
Yep.
Wait 15 years, see what it does.
So, Kurt, I think a lot of times people, you know, maybe listening to a show like this and they say, you know, man, this all sounds great, but I don't have, you know, 50 or 60, 70 grand to, you know, go do something. I mean, depending on credit and depending on the house and all, I mean, what are we looking at percentage-wise or dollar amounts that say, hey, you don't need, but...
If you look at it the right way and that Mike will help you, you can actually buy a home with 3% down. And you get into it, it's a conventional loan. They're out. Mm-hmm. They're called Home Ready. They're actually designed for millennials to where you can buy the house with 3% down. And then you wait a year, 2 years, turn around and do it again, turn that one into a rental. What eventually happens on that one, like FHA, FHA will keep the mortgage insurance for the life. But on these loans, the mortgage insurance falls off. So as you keep it, your payment's going to continue to go down and not up because the mortgage insurance is getting reduced. So you're improving your cash flow while you're picking up homes. There's programs out there that are designed for those folks that want to buy rentals.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other ways is you buy... I have a guy that he owns a house, and he has it's a four-bedroom. He lives in one. He rents out the other three rooms because it's down in Cherry Creek. He rents them out for $1,300 a piece. Well, he doesn't pay any rent. He's getting ready to buy another $700,000 property, move into that one, do the same thing. So he's living in these properties, making the money, doing exactly what Michael's talking about. It just works by the way you're setting the program up. But it's not a 12-month or 24 or 36-month plan. You sit down and you figure out, where do I want to be at a certain period of time? And I can show you the financing. Michael can show you the homes.
So
duplexes, threeplexes, fourplexes.
Here's the question, Scott, and this is what I challenge people in my class. Go find somebody that you consider old. Age is all relevant. So just so you guys know, Kurt just pointed at Scott because I said, find somebody you consider old. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that. Go find somebody you consider old. Age is relative. If, you know, I'm 40. A 20-year-old thinks I'm crazy old. You know, 60-year-old, 40-year-old might think a 6-year-old is old. A 6-year-old might think a 75. Anyway, go find somebody that you think is old and ask them a very simple question. And that question is this. If you could go back and still own today, every house you've ever owned, would you do that? And people would say, well, of course, I have a few million dollars in real estate. You know, some of us have owned, like, guys, how many houses over your lives have you owned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you look back,
quite a few.
So this is the thing. So you think back and say, well, what about maybe if you just still owned half of them? You're talking about millions and millions of dollars worth of real estate. And one of the things I challenge people on is, man, conventional wisdom is set up that we sell our houses so that we buy more houses, that we trade up. But if you know somebody like Kurt, if you know somebody like me, we'll work together and show you how you don't actually have to sell to buy that new house.
That's right.
Keep that first house as an investment. And then when somebody asks you, when you're 65, and you say, well, how'd you grow all this wealth? You say, well, it's simple. I just never sold any of my houses. I worked my job, took care of my family, sent my kids to school, whatever. I just didn't sell any of my houses. I knew a guy in college that his dad owned 11 houses on within three city blocks of their house that he had been, this was in outside of New Orleans. He had just been buying these houses for years and years, and the dad had never made more than like $50,000-$55,000 a year. And he owned 11 homes by the time my friend was old enough to graduate. He was the youngest of four kids. And I was like, man, that's a brilliant way to grow wealth.
Wow. Works.
Tonight, you can learn more at 6:30. This is at Mike's office, Atlas Real Estate. Give him a call after the show. He'll be glad to fill you in on specific directions. But it's right across the Denver Aquarium there. You'll see a nostalgic home right there on the corner by 25, a neon sign. It is right there at 6:30, and a chance to get to meet Mike. And as we mentioned, nothing to sell, nothing to do, really. Just sit and listen and to Mike, ask questions. And it is a great, great event. And this could probably be the first step to, hey, maybe saving your retirement. Because, Mike, I mean, I can't think of any other thing people could do at 55 plus that can, in 10 years, could change, or 15 years, change their whole retirement look.
It technically kicks your 401, kicks the can of your 401k down the road. Mm-hmm. You don't have to touch it. You leave it alone, or it's at least 70. Because mm-hmm. some people have to take it out earlier. You don't have to. You got other money to deal with.
Yep.
Makes it so much easier.
Yep. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Who doesn't want to own their home faster? Can it be done without paying more money? Absolutely. Here's how. Quit paying compound interest. If you borrow $400,000 at 4.25%, you will pay back over $708,000. That's over $308,000 in compound interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We're hosting another educational seminar at Memory Lane Museum, Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. Join us for dinner and a walk through the 50s and the 60s with cars, motorcycles, old-fashioned diner, and more. To reserve your seats, go to aimortgage.com/events. Let us show you how simple interest will save you thousands in excess interest while giving you the ability to access your equity when you need it. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and join us for dinner Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the Memory Lane Museum. Go to aimortgage.com/events to reserve your seats. Keep more of your money. 720-895-0500. And MLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. If you ever have any mortgage needs whatsoever, I promise you, you can trust Kurt. He will take wonderful care of you. Mike Hills is our special guest today, Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com. Mike's number, 720-220-8500. So, Mike, you recently kind of delved into the Springs area. Mm-hmm. What do you kind of see in there in Colorado Springs?
So we manage 450 units down there, and as an investment thesis, we've been pretty buy heavy in northern Colorado Springs. We, for easy way to say it, draw a line through the center of Colorado Springs, and we don't buy anything south. Don't like Pueblo. You know, there's a lot of cheap stuff in Pueblo, but we just, the transient nature, there's of the southern half of Colorado Springs, and it feeds into Pueblo, we stay away from. So we stay on the northern half of Colorado Springs. The prices are prices what Denver was maybe 4 years ago. People are, you know, Colorado Springs has been, you know, top 10, one of the hottest places to live. There's one of the top 10 biggest population growths. So, you know, we follow the population. I don't know for anybody that's ever been to Southern California, but I wouldn't be surprised if 10, 15 years from now, I-25 from central Denver to central Colorado Springs is just completely
Well, you're seeing so much packed. Growth from yep. Monument down to Colorado Springs. It's yep. going to keep going because of the road work they're doing.
Totally.
It's just going to keep driving people.
Absolutely. So we've been buy heavy there now really buy heavy for the last 2 years, and we're probably not going to stop anytime soon. And it's just a way to diversify out of the Denver market. You know, for us, my investment thesis is number one, 20-year picture. Number two, I will only buy where we as Atlas Real Estate do the property management, because I just don't trust most property managers. I've been around a lot of them, and most of them have the same issue, and that's they're not owners. All of our property managers, when I hire somebody to join my team, I tell them, look, if you don't buy an investment property in the first 12 months, you're going to have to quit. Because if you're not drinking the Kool-Aid, man, then...
you're not understanding what's going on.
If you're not seeing it, if you're not doing it yourself, how can you properly advise other people if you're not doing it yourself? And our property managers are the same way. Our property managers are owners. They're owners of their own real estate, their own assets, and you simply treat something different. On a tenant turn, as an example, when a tenant moves out, you have to get the place ready. Well, an owner will go, I might be able to get one more use out of that carpet. One more resident out of that carpet. But somebody doesn't care. He goes, I'll just replace the carpet. It's easier on me. But that's not a good philosophy. That's what most property management companies do. And we refuse to do that. It's all about owners helping owners. And we really like the Colorado Springs market. And that's why we expanded there. Property management first, investment thesis second.
Now, to take that a little bit further, so that's an area that you kind of focused on.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other areas you think are now, between now and the next 5 years? Anything like towards DIA, and what are the reasons behind it?
Sure. So we typically go, I like west in general. I like west better than east because of the mountains.
Right.
If there's any kind of urban infill, I really like urban infill. Urban infill being, is there a unique district? Like Westminster right now is building a promenade type thing. We've been buy heavy over at Colfax and 225. You know, normally you say Colfax and people think of hookers and drugs because it's Colfax. It's scary. That area is called Aurora North. Well, what hospitals do is they drive the values of real estate up. And when they were building the VA hospitals, Children's Hospitals, and Anschutz Medical Center right there, Colfax and 225, man, we've been buy heavy over there for 5 years. My wife and I bought a little single family home off of Yosemite and Colfax in, I think, 2013, put it on a 10-year mortgage. And it's one of those things that my first tenants complained about drug needles in the backyard. And I mean, it's right across from Stapleton, but still on the Aurora side. And now that place, I mean, it's almost tripled in value since 2013, because we really try to focus as an investment thesis on urban infill. Where are people moving? Why are people moving there? We like light rails. We like good schools. You know, the largest outdoor mall in America is being built south of Castle Rock right now. Charles Schwab moved all of their tech people to their big office on Lincoln and I-25. Google opened another office in Boulder. The Gaylord's being built out by the airport, is built now out by the airport. Like, these things are all, money is flowing in here. And we try to pick areas that we think people are just going to want to live in and want to move to. And in general, the closer to city center, the better. But sometimes close to city center gets really expensive. You know, go try to buy something in the Highlands right now. Ugh. I mean, it's crazy expensive. And those don't meet good investment thesis these days.
They don't cash flow.
They don't cash flow. They don't cash flow at all.
No.
You know, unless you put, you know, 50% of the value down. And, man, there's a deal in Colorado Springs.
I'd go buy two if you're going to put 50%
down. Exactly. Yeah. We'll go buy you a couple apartments. Yeah. So, but it depends on what people are looking for, if they're house hacking, if they're not, where their job is. But it's one of those things that it's buy for the long term. you know, buy and just trust the fact that you're making a good investment purchase. And when things go down, which they will, but they'll come back up. I mean, Colorado was one of the first to hit in the foreclosure crisis in 2008, 2009. We were also one of the first to recover. We recovered faster and first than most other cities in the country. Because, man, I mean, maybe not today. Well,
those
wait a few hours.
Going anywhere.
Yeah, wait a few hours. It's rainy right now, but it's going to be beautiful at 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, so when you get to look up at those mountains.
Right.
And all the things you can do here. Yeah, and I've been reading articles on that. They anticipate 40 to 45,000 people a year for the next 3 to 4 years moving into Colorado. They got to have some place to stay.
Totally. And the only reason that it's actually slowed down is because it's gotten so expensive.
Right.
I mean, it is. And we all know it. It's expensive. You know, rents, there's articles that rents are higher in Colorado. The increase has been higher in Colorado than anywhere else in the country. You know, and every time there's a Broncos game or a Rockies game or, you know, they make the playoffs or the Nuggets make the playoffs and they show pictures of our mountains and like, stop it. You're inviting everybody to come.
You're getting everybody to come.
That's what I say every time I drive up and down to I-25. The landlord in me is like, come, baby. Come, this is fantastic.
But the citizen in you says, come on, yeah. Can you just stop?
Yeah, can you just get off my road? Yeah, you can all come, but you have to take light rail.
Kidding. Well, again, tonight, 6:30, Mike's office there right across from the Denver Aquarium. And just a chance to get to meet Mike. Again, very casual. And one thing we love about this, it is just strictly where he sits down and shows you the numbers. And numbers don't lie, as they say. And compared against the stock market and what real estate will do, and again, I highly recommend you let Mike manage it. And Mike, just real quick, 30 seconds, but it's to every advantage for me never have to make a payment because you keep it rented. Because why? And pretty quick, this is pretty cool. Let's do it again.
You get paid three ways. You get the debt reduction, you get the equity, you get the property appreciation. And in terms of speaking about it tonight, I'm wearing flip-flops and I'll be wearing flip-flops tonight. No high pressure. This is just... come, we will show you ways that you can help support your family or just take care of yourself.
It's a great conversation. Yep. Everybody just talks. It's a great conversation.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com. Mike's number, 720-220-8500. Thank you for being with us today. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com. Most of all, leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.